Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series that tackles the top issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. I'm your host, Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, and we've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO, Bank of Montreal. For celebrity starlets like Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, and Paris Hilton, any publicity is good publicity. But for your business, the only good publicity is, well, good publicity. Joining me to discuss how your business can build the relationships that can lead to positive media coverage is Susan Summers. Susan is the president of Susan Summers & Associates, a marketing and media relations consultancy based in Toronto. Her new book is entitled Building Media Relationships, and it was published in 2008 by Oxford University Press. Susan, welcome to the Business Coach.
Thank you.
So, Susan, what exactly is the value of media coverage to entrepreneurial companies?
Well, I think the value is that it helps build credibility and trust with your key markets, including current and potential clients. So people who are already your clients feel better about you. Obviously, it generates revenue. And I think a key thing is to position the company as a leader in its industry. Also, media coverage helps because you can expand nationally. So just by changing your media list, you can actually expand the scope of what you're doing and opens new markets. It also dispels misconceptions. So by finding out what's out there and then addressing it in a media campaign and getting media coverage, you can actually do that. And it leads to other media coverage because when the media see something, they want to then pick up on it.
Well, we are a lazy bunch, that's for sure. Can you provide a good example or two of companies that have thrived due to positive media coverage?
Yeah, there was a Canadian company that had the exclusive distribution of a new line of shoes that were from California. And they pitched it to CityLine, and the segment hosts liked the shoes and did a segment last April. That was broadcast across Canada. Then Canada AM picked it up in May. Within 2 days of the broadcast on CityLine, the fashion editor of the National Post did a feature article. And suddenly consumers saw the shoes on TV and in the newspaper, and they went into the stores and they started to ask for the shoes. So then the retailers at this company had contacted the distributor, and sales increased immediately by 30%. They also had calls from retailers they had approached who had not ordered the shoes. And finally, online media blogs started to write articles about the shoes, and the company continues to promote through the media coverage that it got.
Now, what does it mean to have a relationship with the media? It's more than simply having a list of people you can contact.
Well, I think it's really crucial because then they contact and rely on you on an ongoing basis. So I see it going two ways. One, you become a resource to a writer or producer when they're looking for a quote or an interview. And two, you can pitch stories to them on an ongoing basis. So I see them coming to you and then you being able to go to them. So that's why I think it's really important.
How do you cultivate a relationship like that?
Well, I think that you deal with them openly and honestly. You do things like responding immediately in a crisis. And I guess the main thing to start that is to do your research. You know, find out who are the best media outlets for your company and understand their needs, their formats, their deadlines, and their pet peeves. And, you know, I say when I teach, understand what they think is newsworthy. So the question that they ask is this really important to my audience? If I do it, will it help them? If I don't do it, will it matter?
Yeah, and I want to get to some of the misperceptions that business owners have about the media. As a journalist, I know that I get a lot of pitches from companies and from entrepreneurs who think that, you know, their product is the greatest thing since sliced bread and the entire world has to know about it. But us journalists often disagree and sometimes they get a little bit perturbed by that. So what should a business owner expect from media outlets that they're trying to develop a relationship with?
Well, I think that they have to keep the flow of traffic going both ways, openly and honestly, and contacting them on an ongoing basis and letting them know that you're available when they contact you. Because I think the key thing is often they contact you, you don't get back to them immediately, especially with TV, for example, that could work on a one-day deadline, and you've lost that opportunity. So really just being aware that you have to be right there to help them and work with them.
Now, if you continually get rejected, that's probably a good signal that you're not communicating your idea effectively. So would you advise people to keep on trying and to refine their pitches until they get a bite?
Get an information session with somebody who is a key media outlet, and find out a little bit more about how you can work with them. That's excellent. But you really have to do the research to find out what they're looking for. And if you're not getting there, then, you know, you either have to find another resource or exactly change your approach, change the things that you're pitching. But knowing what they want is really the key to pitching to them.
One important thing for companies who want to be covered by the media is choosing the company spokesperson. So how important is this role and who should be your company spokesperson? Is it necessarily the owner of the business?
Well, it's interesting because I think ideally it is the CEO, as long as he or she is comfortable in the role. And they must want to work with the media. So if they're not comfortable, they should get media training. But having said that, I do think there can be more than one spokesperson. So there's the CEO, but I think there can also be someone who's a technical expert, a legal expert, a communications expert. You can have those people available to you. But the role is crucial for credibility and trust. It's the face of the company. So if I see a CEO who looks awkward or dishonest, that tells me something about the company.
Now, let's say that I'm a business owner. I've never approached the media to obtain any coverage. What are some of the low-hanging fruit? What are some of the ideas that I should try to pursue initially in order to get my first hit on the media?
Well, one of the things I say is some of the topics that you can keep in mind is tying in with something I call it outside in, a problem, trend, or issue that's out there, and then trying to figure out a way that you can tie in with it. Another way would be to do a profile, to pitch a profile of someone or a success story. But there are definitely some kinds of media who are more open to pitches. And those would include, for example, trade media in your industry are a good place to start. Freelance writers, and now because, as you said, media are, there have been a lot of cutbacks, and so there are a lot more freelance writers. So try to hook up with a freelance writer. You can find them on the internet, and they often write segments for different media. Online media, community media, so a community newspaper or a TV show is a good place to look. 24-hour news station with lots of time and space to fill. Multicultural media. They're looking for success stories within their community. And finally, I love newsletters. I think there are real opportunities for newsletters, association newsletters, politicians who have newsletters and are looking to look good in their community. So looking for those kinds of things, opportunities, I think makes a difference.
That's a great list, Susan. So thanks for that. And thanks for joining the Business Coach Podcast.
Thank you.
Susan Summers is president of Susan Summers & Associates in Toronto. That's it for another episode of the Business Coach Podcast. Be sure to check out other episodes, which you can download from BMO.com, ProfitGuide.com, and iTunes. If you have any comments or suggestions about the podcast, please send them to me at ian.portsmouth, that's P-O-R-T-S-M-O-U-T-H, at profit.rogers.com. Until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.